what's the deal? Merry Christmas. Merry it's almost Christmas. I don't Merry know if you're watching or listening on Christmas.
Happy
but
New Year.
Hey, if your family's around, right. You know that you need to turn this on for them too. We had a wonderful episode 140 today. We talked about Sharon Moore. Yeah, yeah. Yes. Y'all know what's going on with that situation. We talked about Mr. Pibb.
Hey.
Keep that in the dollar store. That's all I'm saying with
extra,
that.
Bro.
And what's your inner voice sound like to you? Is it loud? Is it quiet? Can you picture an apple? What color is the apple? Listen.
What it look like?
This probably makes no sense. It will in just a moment. Tune in to 140. Appreciate y'all. Yo.
Look at me remembering the buns.
Yes, sir.
Been on the ones and twos for a while now, man.
Who made this beat?
I did.
Oh, that's what's up.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Food sounds so good right now. I'm not even gonna hold
you. You like peppermint bark?
Hmm.
Ooh.
Peppermint bark?
What's that?
Like the delicious holiday treat?
Is this chocolate?
It's dark chocolate and then it's white chocolate and like crushed up candy canes on top.
Okay.
No. You've never had this?
I don't think I have. No.
I've had it before. Are you like a Christmas cookie household with a big jar, like the tin?
Sure.
Cylinder.
Yeah, more so that.
What do you
yeah.
eat? Like, what's the holiday food for you? Like the actual meal.
I'm feeling attacked right now.
Nog.
Yours is not in holiday spirit.
Nah, I'm drinking.
I'm not very holiday-y for anything.
Right now, like, or just generally
lately.
Have you ever genuinely like made a gingerbread house?
I've made several.
I've been in
the neighborhood
vicinity.
I made the gingerbread wholesome house last year. I think that was last year.
We had a gingerbread wholesome house.
Yeah, I posted on the story.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Anyway,
that's so dope.
You liked it and everything.
Oh no.
You might have swiped up and said that's dope.
Oh wow.
He got the click remote, man. Bro.
I'm just super surprised. But speaking of which, what else is dope is episode 140.
40? Are we at 140?
It's 140.
Crazy.
Yes, thank you, studio audience. Episode 140 coming to you live. I am one of your hosts, March Troy. And yeah, I'm feeling steady, man. It's going to be a good episode. Yeah, I'm wondering who else do we have in the house?
We got Wavy J in the house as well. You feel me? Splash. Episode 140.
Yes, sir.
Feeling good, man. It was 40. It was 40 degrees outside today.
That did feel
good.
Did
it hit 40
for real? You know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah, it did. Let's.
Clap it up.
Another round. Another round.
For 40 degrees.
No, it's going to sound like Drink Champs if I keep doing that.
Right.
But no, we got a good episode on the way.
Indeed. And it's Benjamin Lane, the nonchalant needle mover. I'm happy to be in the house. 140 sounds really nice to me. I don't know. It's like a nice whole number. Nice, you know, like the tens are just really satisfying number. So I think that's good juju. And with it being so close to Krima, you know, Jesus is going to bless this episode. But we also have a wonderful guest today.
Yo.
Introduce yourself, our friend.
Justin, no discussion. Got drums and sticks like percussion.
Okay.
Episode 140, don't ignore me.
Hey. Rap 2.
Sent that text, tell your girl, be like, Dora, come explore me. There you go.
That took a turn.
You know,
there's
always a turn.
We're clapping up for that one.
I didn't have an intro.
There's always a turn.
And then you like,
right?
Yeah, I didn't have a good intro. So
for freestyling it, you know?
You
that's nice.
That's pretty impressive.
I think that's a first.
That's all I have for this conversation. I'm not gonna, I think I can end it. We can end it now.
Right here, bro.
That was peak.
Thank you. That's 140, everybody. Ooh,
appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
But what's funny is when we sat down prior to beginning this recording, Troy did bring up the fact that this is the technically like the closest episode to Christmas. So
yes.
We're going to spin how I'm going to introduce this topic and just say the fact that I feel like Christmas is being erased. So I don't know if you all work for companies
erased?
That yes,
got really deep.
And I'm not okay with this because, you know, we got Xmas. Xmas has always been a thing that's like, hey, we don't claim Christ when it comes to Christmas.
Oh.
But then there's also like in the corporate world, everybody's having like you know, holiday parties. We don't, you know, and I get it, you know, you got to be inclusive, whatever. But I'm just like, hey, no, this is, this
I'm
is,
not a fan.
This is the Christmas of like work holiday parties. Yeah. Is that just what you're saying? Did you go to one?
I have one tomorrow.
I got one tomorrow too.
Is it like Secret Santa? Like, how involved in like,
I got Secret Santa
engaging, or is it like you just have to be in the room?
It will sound bad, but I successfully took PTO today. They did the Secret Santa show.
Wow.
Okay, good.
So,
yeah.
Didn't do
that. Is it because you just didn't want a gift? I want to get a gift, or?
Most times when I'm at work, I like to just do my job and go home. That sounds terrible.
No, I mean, that's literally what you signed up for.
Yeah. And then other times it's like they then want to add on sometimes some other stuff, and I'm just like,
yeah,
bro. No way. And I don't always reply, because I literally will be like, oh, that's cool. I'm
you just
go back to working.
That's crazy.
I mean, sometimes fair.
Not
because you're not getting paid for the extra stuff.
And it's not intentionally. Like, I don't see it and I'm like, oh, don't invite me to that. I'm just like, oh, the next day I'll be like, oh frick, they definitely said do it by yesterday.
Yeah.
Well.
But you are attending the party tomorrow,
though. I don't have a choice. Yeah.
So that's actually what I was going to kind of bring up, because I feel like a lot of people are finding themselves in this position. And I've started
like me.
To see a lot of, huh?
Like me.
Yeah. Like, and I'm just starting to see people finally like speaking up a little bit more about it. Because I feel like there's like a lot of natural expectation. But I feel like there's also like a degree of fear about how you conduct yourself, or how you are like willing to even participate or go. Like, I've started seeing people like on TikTok specifically say, like, you know, I'm going to it, but all I'm gonna drink is a club soda, you know. And then people in the comments are like, oh, well, you know, I never had to think about it. Then someone's like, well, I'm black in a predominantly white corporate setting, so I gotta carry myself. And I'm just, and then other people are like, it's not that deep, you know, like it's just lot of discourse. So yeah, like I guess that's just what I was curious about, you all's perspective of how do you think, like, as far as like your job security, like what is the extent of the need to participate in these like festive extracurricular activities, so to speak? And do you feel like it's like that much of a pressure, as far as like, if I don't go, I could get fired. If I don't go, this looks bad. Or if I don't, or if I do go and I act this way, like, you know, what is your guys' perspective on that?
I feel like if you, your job is never secure, like, actually.
Dang.
So you might as well just go hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Throw your shirt off, you know, get some drinks with the coworkers, you know, let's just go hard. Cause I might get laid off tomorrow.
So what's there to lose?
Okay.
Huh?
You know? Like, I might as well go all in. No, but I mean, it's one way to look at it, because at the end of the day, like, I mean, I'm probably going to get laid off.
It all depends on, I feel like maybe the basis of this question does partially depend on everyone's individual current status at their job in the first place.
Fair.
If you on a PIP, you need to be handling this. You need to go about this a little different than some of us.
Go home.
That's what I'm saying. But if you worked out, you got some tenure, you've worked up the ranks, people know, you know,
they
you
like
got a good reputation, and maybe you got a little bit more, you know, leeway.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
Go dumb.
You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. Okay.
Well, I've never really thought of this. I feel like my job is pretty secure. Not at all in a bragging.
You need to find something to knock on, or?
Nah.
Okay, we're good.
I feel pretty good about it.
Good. Beautiful.
Yeah. Like, it feels like one of those, like, hey, you're pretty decent at your job.
And y'all need me.
We're going to keep you around
for a
while.
Okay,
you know?
Good.
So, yeah. And then as far as the holiday stuff, like, I think I'm mistaking a holiday Christmas party from what I will experience tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
I think it's kind of just like a work, in work
fellowship
thing.
Just like a
But
gathering.
I've been to one of those for someone else.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was cool. I felt slightly overdressed, but
okay.
It was cool though.
Did you feel like were you excited and did you want to go? Like,
yes.
Voluntarily?
Yes.
Okay.
Indeed. Yes.
And how did you conduct yourself?
Pretty chill, to be honest with you. Yes, there was drinking. Not as much drinking as I kind of thought I was expecting. No.
As you would have liked.
Expecting from whom? Like, expecting from your peers or expecting from yourself?
A little bit of both.
Did you see anything embarrassing? Did anyone do anything like wild? Like, he's probably get fired tomorrow. Tomorrow's meeting with HR.
Unfortunately not. No.
No. Mm. Yeah. We rent out, like, at my job, we rent out, like, this hall in the middle of nowhere. And you have an option to stay there.
It sounds like a setup.
How middle of nowhere are we talking?
Like
center's level out of nowhere.
Juke joint? Kind of, yeah. Like, also, like, on, like, some getaway, you know, and...
Oh, it's more of like an escape kind of thing.
Yeah, man. 50 Cent was there taking videos just in case. No, I'm just kidding.
Dear Lord.
But it's like, the thing is, like, if you overdo it, you'll never fix your reputation. If you're the one that, like, you know, you take off your shirt at the party and you start, if you're the one that throws up or something at the Christmas party, yeah. It's like, you can't go back to work Monday like everything's normal. You can't just.
Or Tuesday.
What if you're the one that's like throwing ass?
I said throwing up.
No, but I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, you can't go back to work.
Dang, that's bad too.
But I feel like that depends on the culture of where you work.
This is a predominantly Caucasian.
They be throwing it too.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a little toss. It's not like Brady, you know. But it gets somewhere.
A little pitch.
Yeah. A little HB talk.
Here we go.
Yeah. I definitely think there are. I think there's work environments where that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't go too crazy. Like, take a shirt off. But I feel like dancing is expected at most of these events. How you go about dancing if you are in a predominantly dancing environment. Not dancing environment. I'm trying to, you know, toe the line here and not sound like Vince Staples. So
that interview was like crazy.
I know. I'm just imagining. So my job's not doing a Christmas party. However, I feel like.
Are you upset about it?
I am.
You are.
Really?
I am because it's a great opportunity to, like, bond and have some form of fellowship.
That's true.
But more importantly, if we're not having a Christmas party, where's my bonus? Like, I feel like that's the trade-off. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the Christmas cheer?
Okay.
So Christmas is all about capitalism. Let's be real.
Well, hey.
How big of a party do you want if it's going to replace the bonus?
Well, I've come from a lot of different, a variety of levels of work environments and places. So I've seen the tippy top. I've seen the middle. I've seen, hey, let's just get together and do a little something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. We're doing nothing. If we're doing nothing, I'm expecting a something and other means.
Man.
You know?
He said, where my gift card at? At least, bro.
All right, I'll take
no
25.
Pizza party?
Pizza.
No, nothing.
Yeah. And no bonus?
Starting to make sense now, huh? Yeah, right. But no, I am pretty disappointed that we're not doing a Christmas party. They are doing like a little informal, like off the record kind of thing.
Okay.
Like in, you know, text group chat. Like, hey,
if you know,
together,
you know.
That's,
if
you know, where, you know, the cool kids.
That's where the HR incident happens.
Oh, absolutely.
No, man. Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's when there's wiggle room for the throws, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not attending anyway. I will be at the game night, actually. But
okay.
The throws. Yeah.
Do you know where that's at?
No, well, we went last year, so I roughly know, but this is like off the podcast.
And it's quick. It's not
off the record.
This is not a long,
okay. But anyway, I think that unfortunately there are a lot of people that do kind of feel like that pressure to attend just for the sake of being in like certain environment. Because, you know, it's real easy to be like, oh, you're not, you know, fit in with the culture. You're not.
Bro, I know
whatever.
Some people at like, my job, like we had a little Teams call. You know what I'm saying? Trying to discuss this on people for sure. We're like, I'm not going to that, bro.
Really?
It was like, you know, that's the first thing I thought of when you were even talking about it. I was like, yeah, like some people are not, you know what I'm saying? Even
I just going feel like, for, like, but, hey, I'm not telling y'all to go and, you know, you have a
think,
choice.
But I'm saying, I don't think they felt like that pressure by it. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, the new place where I'm working now is a lot more chill than I was previously, where I feel like it was a little more like a, you know, hive mind.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Or not quite like
so
that.
So John was working,
like,
for a cult.
Or at least just, you know, people were definitely trying to, you know what I'm saying?
One band, one sound.
Keep that culture.
Do you
know what I'm saying?
Do you give gifts to your coworkers?
Doing a Secret Santa.
Absolutely. Yeah,
if
not.
You absolutely have to.
If you have to.
But voluntarily, what?
No. Yeah, you know, because you love people.
Not will, those people.
I will get you like something like
work related, maybe.
You can eat.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we're talking like we did like a snack luck for Thanksgiving.
I like the sound of that. Snack luck.
Because it's not like
it's safe.
It's hey, don't make nothing.
Don't make it
and bring it in.
Snack is kind of crazy because you know people get creative with their snacks. Like,
well, I feel like a
we
snack
want you to be marmalade tuna the, spinach dip.
Yeah, I would assume you're never, not cooking a snack.
Please, God.
You know, like,
I'm telling like, you not to.
Snack luck insinuates go get some goldfish.
Man, like I whip up some deviled eggs. You know,
somebody coming with some deviled eggs. I'm like,
when did you prepare these? Was this an overnight thing, or did you get up super early?
Why are you going this hard?
Do you have animals?
Right.
Were they
that's the question.
Not like, look, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying because I want to know. All right. that'll be the biggest gift, though. Something that you can eat.
That's a important question, bro.
And what kind of animal?
And what kind of animal?
You could have like a turtle, like a fish.
Turtles stink.
Do you? And then here's the second question, but really the first question. Do you wash your hands?
They
really poor question.
They're gonna lie. No one that didn't wash their hands is gonna be like,
let's cut the middleman and tell the truth.
You're talking about who
would it? I'm not gonna judge you. I'm just gonna say, hey, don't make nothing.
You're gonna judge.
Like, man,
or better yet, I won't tell nobody. I'm gonna lie. I'm telling everybody we're not eating your food.
Yeah.
If it get defensive, you'll know. Be like, why are you asking me that? Why you need to know?
I gladly tell you, I love washing my hands, especially when I'm making food.
Funny thing about potlucks is always, for me personally, has also just been like the disarray of the menu.
Man,
like it's can be.
It's called your stomach gonna hurt.
Even if it's all safe, you know, like if everyone is cleanly, if everyone knows how to, you know, keep the raw meat from this and blah blah blah. You know how to prepare a meal. It's just like, why are we eating this one soul food dish with this Middle Eastern dish with this, you know, like.
And somebody would bring something from like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm from Polish, so I have this.
It's
this,
just this. Like,
it's like, thank
these
you.
Are spices
yeah,
that
thank you
my,
so much.
I don't have the, like, I'm not conditioned for these spices
right.
to be mixed with this dairy and then throw this on. And then it's just like,
yeah, talk about it.
Like, I can't control what's going to happen when these ingredients are combined inside of me.
So I keep them segregated.
Well, I mean, that's the best way to do it, at least thematically.
Whoa.
Categorize.
I'm saying, or just think of your
no
fellow
coworker. No one's surprised
by
me saying that.
You know what I'm saying? That's intense.
That was really just like to throw in something holiday themed. What I really want to talk about, and this is very important.
Whoa. Coming to you live.
Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb. Yo. Is this a drink?
Who? Bring it. Talk about it, bro.
Hold on, wait. John, what's your relationship to Mr. Pibb?
What?
Before I continue.
It's pretty good.
You're a fan of Mr. Pibb.
I like Mr. Pibb.
I'm questioning.
The current Mr. Pibb.
I had it for the first time, low-key, recently, too.
The clone.
This is great to hear. Because my topic is related to this vast, like, eruption of Mr. Pibb. Like advertisement and promotional.
It's been
content
a lot. It's been a lot of stuff recently.
They put money behind
shoved
it.
Down my throat. No, so I mean, so yes, but there's a lot more like story to it because I got to a point where it's like, there's got to be a reason behind this. So,
oh.
For those that are unfamiliar with the Mr. Pibb beverage,
never had.
I don't know what this is.
And this is beautiful because we've got a wonderful array of perspectives and relationships to Sir Pibb.
Some know and don't know.
So Mr. Pibb is a beverage that it's like, it's a soda that's like cherry, like, I don't know, flavored.
Dr.
It's,
Pepper.
It's like a cherry cola.
It's almost like a Dr.
Right. I'm glad you say
Dr.
this.
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
So
Dr. Pepper is fire.
It's good.
Mr. Pibb all of a sudden has like this new life. They've rebranded Mr. Pibb. Mm-hmm. I believe they've even created a new recipe for the actual drink.
Oh.
So Mr. Pibb itself has had a facelift.
He pivoted.
And because of that, they're trying to promote it and try to get it out in front of people. And it's everywhere in stores. It's in the good aisle. You know how like they have
the
eyeline aisles?
Yeah.
Like you gotta be top dog, top tier soda.
You're right.
To be in the good aisle. And that's for every product, not just for beverages.
Mm-hmm.
But my relationship to Mr. Pibb is with the OG Mr. Pibb.
The Pibb Extra.
The original. Yeah. Oh, he knows Pibb lore.
Yeah, man.
He knows something about
it. What was extra about it?
Yeah. Let me. So
Extra the, Pibb.
No. The idea.
I don't think
of,
I like that.
The lane, I should say, that Mr. Pibb was like filling was Mr. Pibb was kind of like the. Like knockoff Dr. Pepper. Like it's like the dollar store. Like it's the moon mist for Dr. Pepper.
Got it.
It's yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough sell because no one's even buying Dr. Pepper.
Exactly.
Right.
So that makes me like feel partially negative or just bad about the fact that I feel like I'm really stuck in the past when it comes to Mr. Pibb.
Stuck in your Pibb ways.
I'm stuck in my Pibb ways. Like, why would I buy this? No matter how great this commercial is, no matter how great the new brand, the new logo, the new colors, all of this styling that you all are doing, and maybe this is just me being like from a marketing mindset, I'm just like, it's still Mr. Pibb. Like, I shoved Mr. Pibb down in my, like, selection list so far ago when I was, like, a kid. Like, Mr. Pibb, I don't want that.
Wow.
But, so it's great to hear that you actually enjoy the new Mr. Pibb. But basically, my question, because I'm going somewhere with this.
Wow.
Is there, like, is there a brand that you feel like, even if they went through a rebrand, like your perception of the brand is what it is, whether it's good or bad. And while you ponder on that, it made me start thinking of like, even the ones that got like canceled, right? Like Target right now, I don't know. I'll be honest. Uh-oh. I'll put myself out there when it comes to the political state of Target.
Okay.
At this point, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if we're allowed to go. I don't know if we're still boycotting. I don't remember. I know we did a number. We hurt Target. Shout out to the black folk hurting Target.
We did.
I don't know if we're like ever going to get to a point where like Target's okay. Like if Target was like, hey, we're bringing back DEI, like my fault, y'all. We didn't realize that, you know, Tarjay, the regime
know so many
of Tarjay
people
was real. Right.
For real.
But like if they did that, I feel like we'd all be like, you still did what you did.
Yeah.
It's tough.
And so it's like, that's how I feel about Mr. Pibb right now. It's like, I don't know what you taste like right now, but like, you're still Mr. Pibb. So that's just like an additional example. Like, is there anything, or Vienna sausage? That's another one. Chapstick, that's another one for me. Like, there's just brands that I'm like, you're in your place. Bounty, that's another one for me. So yeah, any brands that's just like, hey, I'm rocking with you. Or no matter what happens, like I can't get with it.
I'm thinking like Murray's, like the wave grease.
The wave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. No matter what, it like Murray's has stayed the same. Like shout out to them, you know?
Okay.
That's the brand I'm
consistency.
Like. Yeah. Grandfather, father.
Yes.
My
same
kids,
tub.
You know what I'm saying? Like they can't. I'm on the opposite spectrum. It's like,
yeah,
they can,
like
they'll never do any wrong.
What if they did? So like, if they did change, like, what if they were like, we're gonna spice things up and make this like peppermint scented?
Well, Murray's last you like four generations. So
you said and burn though.
And burn.
Yeah.
I think I understand the same results.
I think I understand where you're going because
you know
like
I mean?
the population affected. Because the population effect is going to be small because so many people just. This keeps being reused.
There's only about 20 bottles of Murray's that's in circulation right now.
Ever.
So that needs to be.
So worldwide. I get that. Yeah. But yeah, the end burns is definitely a problem. I was going to get not great for a second. For me, it's Orbitz. They are like a.
Gum?
No. They're like a Hertz. Like you can rent
cars. Oh, it's
from
a car rental.
Yes. I've never heard of that.
You can bleep this part out. Fuck Orbitz. I will always hate them. There's no amount of rebranding. And there's no amount of creative marketing that'll ever have. They'll never allow me to do.
What if they literally get
to do business with them ever
spaceships.
Again? Fuck Orbitz.
Take it to the orbit.
You can bleep that part out too. If you're in the Patreon, you might get the uncoverage.
What
we'll
on earth happened?
No,
to make you this bad.
I think I was trying to go on my up north trip.
Okay.
And I was.
They sent you down south.
No, they didn't send me anywhere. I was trying to get a car from them. And I pull up to the spot and they take my money and they're like, yeah, the car you're looking for, actually somebody just took it. And I'm like, so how do you double book a car? And I just hated them ever since for that. I'm sorry.
Did you watch the Vince Staples show?
No, I didn't.
Never mind. Yeah. Watch
season two.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I should watch it then. Yeah. Man, it was just terrible. The people at the Orbitz place, not my favorite people. And I never spoke to them again. Never spoke to any of them again after this. This is the only time I ever made a actual complaint.
Is there anything you'd like to say, just in case there's any like Orbitz employees listening?
Get a different job.
Mm.
And don't go to that Christmas party.
I probably wouldn't. I think you know, you won't have a good time.
They might double book the venue.
Yeah.
You in there like partying with crackheads or something.
A motorcycle gang.
Did you guys just carpool? Like the guy that took the car?
No.
Yeah, how does the story end?
I end up getting my money back and going to, what's the green one you can rent cars from?
Enterprise.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. And had a great trip with Enterprise. Wow. So yeah, let's go Enterprise. But
are you sponsored?
No, fuck Orbitz.
Anti-sponsorship. Yeah, you gotta pay us to stop saying we hate
saying
we
don't.
We might, to stop the defamation.
We might be able
to
work something out. The line is thin, though.
I was also thinking like Cracker Barrel is one where I'm like, no matter what
they try.
I know, but yeah. I was like, still racist.
And now they sell alcohol too.
Like, still racist.
Who are they trying to be?
I don't know.
They're trying to be Applebee's or something. What's going on? That's weird.
Right. But they changed it back. They're like, sorry, y'all.
Immediately.
Yeah, they kept the guy in front. His name, Mr. Barrel himself.
There you go.
Is that his actual name?
Mr. Barrel, not
Cracker
Mr.
Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel in the flesh.
Massa Barrel.
Nah, for real. Nah, I'm like, no matter what you do, get rid of the guy. Like that dining room is still like just random old people, and I feel overstimulated when I walk in and there's like all these knickknacks and trains, and
there's a lot
chocolate
going on
here at
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah,
yes,
it's racism.
One other thing too that bothers me is when all the restaurants decided they needed to be Starbucks or like go
and get all like minimalistic.
Yes,
kinda, yeah.
One that comes to mind for me is Red Robin.
Oh, wow. Man, I loved Red Robin.
I don't
too.
Even know what
man,
happened to Red Robin.
It was fun.
It was known for the crazy cool shit that's on the wall.
Oh, the mascot would come out.
Well, I haven't been in a very long time, but
it's corporate now.
Bro, I used to go every year for my birthday to Red Robin. And
that's
the,
real.
The mascot would come out.
The Red Robin just got
the
a
Robin,
suit on now, bro.
Man,
I
what?
Feel like
you were right.
Right.
Wait.
Hand you a job.
A white man in a beak.
I feel like I'm erasing.
Job application.
What mascot are we talking about?
The Red Robin mascot.
Am I erasing some memories here?
You never had the. See, your Red Robin. Your Red Robin wasn't lit.
Apparently
we
not.
Had the Red Robin. He would just come out during dinner
they
time.
They was dancing like Sugar Factory. Yeah. They were dance numbers. And
happy birthday, all that.
I remember the song going up. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And the only other one I would say, and then I'm out. Fuck. What was it? Oh. Damn. I mean, it's gonna.
Just reminded me
second.
Of one.
What's up,
John? Do you have one before I?
I would say Walmart for sure. If I'm thinking of a store, bro.
Good or bad?
Bad. Definitely when they made me have to walk that. Definitely when they made me walk that charger all the way up from my electronics to the front of the store, bro.
They don't never have no people back there.
Never.
Yeah. Bro,
they will run from
never.
You.
Stuff be locked up. You can't like.
Bro,
you get a bottle of lotion next to the camera. Like, all right, bro.
What happened to Walmart, bro? I'm saying it was.
They stopped doing 24 hours. Once Walmart got rid of 24
that's
hours,
what I was, yeah.
Then they had facts. No longer had value in my mind. Like I was just like,
that's probably yeah.
I'm choosing everything else over you now because that was the one thing that you had going.
Yeah,
I felt
the one thing that yeah, bro.
I remember mine now.
What is it?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Mmm. Good or bad?
It is what it is. You know,
Fuddruckers.
Ooh, Fuddruckers is a great one for good.
Wait. I'm sorry. I got to stick on Chuck E. Cheese because you made me think of the mascot. And I'm like, they had him like, it was Chester Cheese. And now he's like at the actual size of a mouse. I'm like, all right, bro.
he's got a real mouse just running around.
That's just the mascot.
Threw a little shirt on him.
Yeah, there's nothing that they could ever do, I think. You know, it'll always be like, nah, y'all are Chucky.
Mm.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese is just Chuck E. Cheese.
Pink Eye and All.
But also, I think the nice part about Chuck E. Cheese was that it was like such a, I don't want to say low tier, but it's not Cedar Point.
Right.
Right.
And it's not like this grand, and so like you were able to go to Chuck E. Cheese like often.
That's how I feel about Fuddruckers, since John mentioned Fuddruckers, actually.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But the one that I feel particularly passionate about as well is Shea Moisture.
Oh man.
And I think partially because Shea Moisture is one of the few brands that we really witnessed such a peak and then a plummet in such a short amount of time.
For sure.
Whoa.
And it was like, I feel like it was personal to me because I feel like as a male, I feel like I was always just like a little bit behind on like, you know, like those types of self-carry kind of like.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I got hip to Shea Moisture and was like, let me go get me some Curl Souffle.
Because
y'all love some Shea Moisture, you know, like everybody's talking about this is the way to keep the curls popping and moisturized. Hey. And then the next thing I see about Shea Moisture, it broke my hair and dried my scalp out. And Shea Moisture, I never put Shea Moisture on my... I'm like, did they change something?
Shea
like,
Moisture slept with my wife.
Like, what did Shea Moisture do to make y'all this angry? I don't know what happened. And it just was like, now, because it was such a dramatic twist, like it was like I was embarrassed that I still had some Shea Moisture somewhere, you know? Because like...
You ain't use it all.
I didn't. I'm like... Because it's like a lot.
Hey, man.
I feel like it was just like a moment of my life where I was really trying to like
hide
step
something.
Up. No, I was like, I was trying to be like, I went to Love Naturally, with you know.
Take
like, I'm
care like, of yourself.
I'm trying to learn how to step into adulthood and take care of myself. And someone said, "Hey, Shea Moisture is where it's at."
Man.
So I'm like, "Cool, I'm making this like this is a moment for me to invest in natural hair
this
care products." And then everybody was like, "Yeah, you're an idiot for having Shea Moisture."
Not for real.
So I feel like now I'm like, if I see Shea Moisture in a Walmart or something, I'm like. You know, I don't know if it's good or bad anymore, but maybe it's just
it's bad.
I was poorly influenced. I don't know what the case is, but he's vouching for it being bad. Yeah. I believe it. Yeah. I got locks now. It don't matter. But
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is a good body wash?
See, I'm not even going to say anything because that's another thing that I'd be like,
bro.
I find my scent. I find whatever works. I go on Twitter. They're like, you use this? I'm like, no, I don't. I hate it too.
I probably have this happen.
Oh my gosh.
No.
If you don't care about yourself.
Right. Use that.
At this point, I'm about to just use like black soap or like, I don't know. Give me,
African
I'm going to
black
Whole soap. Never mind. No.
some turmeric soap.
Yeah. Something like, or like my mom used to use like, goat milk soap or something.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But did it smell good?
Not really. It smells like soap.
Made with
goat
milk.
It doesn't smell like milk,
okay,
but it
good.
Smells like soup. Like when you walk into Whole Foods. And you know when you walk into Whole Foods, like fragrance section?
I don't.
No.
I shop at Whole Foods.
So I should say like, you know when you smell like non-scented lotion.
Okay.
But it smells like lotion.
Right. Yeah.
That's what like goat milk soap smells like. Like it's like this smells like earthy and herby.
Okay.
And like yeah, but it doesn't smell like much.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not divulging what body wash because I'm getting roasted.
We'll save it for the all right.
Well, wait, what do you use?
I'm trying to remember what is it Method? I think that's what it's called.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what I use.
I think I saw a tweet that was like that's bad for your skin. And I'm like, I don't. And this is not branded or nothing like that. No. But
I feel like
genuinely
looking for cease and desist right now.
Right. Genuinely looking for something good. Just I don't know.
But like, what's good nowadays? What is it? What
anything that's not like 5-in-1, bro?
True.
Oh yeah, no, that's
true.
Thing. Shampoo, conditioner,
mouthwash,
toothpaste. Yeah. Say toothpaste.
Look, at this point, the part that you have seen, we thank you for seeing. But look, there's more to the episode that is already out. You got to catch it out on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? $3. $4?
It's actually free for the rest of this episode.
Ooh. Hey,
yeah,
hey. So. There we go. It's a sale. There you go.
Just pop up special. On the Patreon.
But yeah, for more support, you can catch us over there, or you can rerun this episode or rerun some past episodes. Share it with a friend. You know what I'm saying? But we appreciate you. Yeah, we just have to let you know.